Welcome to the English Mojo podcast series, episode 13, The Slogans Attack. Nearly a million people went online last month to vote for one. A global computer maker, a brewery in Wales, an Oklahoma megachurch, and an Australian soccer club each recently launched one. They are slogans, and now they are reaching everywhere, like a crashing tsunami. The advertisers just mentioned launched these. Believe or burn. And remember, there was a time when you thought you wouldn't like sex either. And a Newport blonde goes down better. And finally, go far, keep your secrets close. But can you guess who launched which slogan? Current trends in slogan making mean that compact messages such as these are actively breaking down our usual word associations as they compete with other slogans. What effects are these messages having on us? And how are they targeting us? I'm Joseph Cashmere. Thanks for taking this podcast from EnglishMojo.com. Every day, slogans, the battle shouts of modern commerce, affect consumers more powerfully. The word slogan, in fact, originally meant a Scottish war cry. Also known as tags, taglines, end lines, and strap lines, today's slogans, composed by backroom copywriters, are the indispensable short swords of politicians, corporations, and anyone else aiming at the public's attention. Oddly, though, these messages are becoming increasingly cryptic to catch us off guard and overpower our normal sense of English. Could you match those four slogans to their owners? Believe or burn belongs to the soccer team, while the remark about sex comes from the church. The Newport blonde, represented in an ad by a model in fishnet stockings and hot pants, refers to a beer. And it's the computer maker that encourages us to be secretive. Recently, the American Association of Advertising Agencies entered year three of honoring slogans on its Madison Avenue Walk of Fame. Tallying those near million votes earlier this month, it selected two you might know. Popular contenders included an edgy Just Do It for athletic shoes and Friends Don't Let Friends Drive Drunk for safe roads. But the slogans that consumers seemed to like most were Don't Mess With Texas for anti-littering and When It Absolutely Positively Has To Be There Overnight for delivery service. This episode comes to you from EnglishMojo.com, where you can find more episodes and articles. Advertising slogans began at least as long ago as the 1880s, when an obscure bottled beverage was released under the simple two-word slogan, Drink Coca-Cola. Coke's slogan has since morphed through over 150 different variations. Early on, it was, For headache and exhaustion. Then, in the early 20th century, it became the favorite drink for ladies when thirsty, weary, and despondent. A United States under prohibition of alcohol saw it become the great national temperance. Then, it will satisfy you. And later, thirst can't be denied. Dust Bowl Depression provoked the term ice-cold sunshine. Then, as the economy shifted upward, America heard, Carry a smile back to work. The Second World War saw, It's the real thing. The Vietnam era brought an expansive, I'd like to buy the world a Coke. Soon afterward, post-war blues were offered, Look up, America, and Coke adds life. A succession of forgettable phrases followed in the 1980s and 90s until the vague Life is good, appeared in 2001. Whatever the slogan, one trend is strengthening. Its writers are aiming increasingly at emotions and impulsive reactions. For copywriters, slogans fall into categories. Canadian Alan Sharp produced one list of these categories. They include, ask a question, as in Clairol's, does she or doesn't she? Link a product feature with an abstract need, as in De Beers' famous, a diamond is forever. And make a compelling promise, as in Federal Express's, when it absolutely positively has to be there overnight. You might think the slogans we hear provide miniature fantasy scripts, triggering our brains to produce mental micro-movies, full of imagery and emotions. After all, a slogan can be created for just about any mood. Interested in bold seduction? Try Venere Hotel Reservation slogan, sleep with us. Want to generate anxious hope? Lenovo computers did with new world, new thinking. Looking for homey comfort? Motel 6 offers it in, we'll leave the light on for you. And how about helpless fear? Life call emergency systems used, I've fallen and I can't get up, which echoed in jokes for years. Need to work up some misplaced trust? Try Vicks cough syrups. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. Be careful, though. Times change. Electrolux saw raw sensuality turn to superior disdain in Nothing Sucks Like an Electrolux. Of course, your reactions may differ. We'd like to know. And if you have choice slogans that produce particularly strong reactions, tell us at EnglishMojo@gmail.com. I'm Joseph Kashmir. Thanks for joining the podcast. More later. Goodbye for now. This has been a presentation of English Mojo. Please visit us at EnglishMojo.com for more power in language. To give us your comments and questions, and to learn about our other productions and services.